News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Now, around 500,000 people in the country are served by at-risk water supplies. It needs to be urgently addressed by Uisce Éireann, so says the Environmental Protection Agency. Joining us now for the latest on their annual report is Noel Byrne, Programme Manager in the EPA's Drinking Water and Wastewater Enforcement Team. Noel, that figure about 500,000 people using at-risk drinking water, it's pretty stark.
Yeah, good morning, Shane. Look, yeah, today the EPA launched a 2020 report on drinking water quality and public supplies. And what the EPA report highlights is that drinking water quality is very good, and we have seen improvements in drinking water metrics in 2024, which is positive. However, the EPA has highlighted to Uisce Éireann that many supplies lack robust treatment to ensure long-term resilience. So exactly what you're saying there, Shane, 45 supplies serving 500,000 people, the EPA considered those to be vulnerable and need improvement works. And the EPA, through our ongoing audits, we have identified other supplies that lack resilience also. So we are calling on Uisce Éireann to proactively implement the findings of the risk assessments to improve the resilience of supplies. So we want to see the quality of our drinking water staying as good as it is today into the future.
Yeah, what did you find about the current state of drinking water, Noel?
Well, the quality is very good, so you're getting this 99.8% compliance. So there's not a difficulty, so people can be assured that, look, drinking your water today is very safe to drink. And if there is an issue, if there is a risk, you know, a boil water notice will be put on it if that was needed. So we are seeing that quality is good, but it's this resilience piece that needs to be addressed. And I suppose from the EPA's perspective, we're saying the longer Uisce Éireann don't address a resilience issue, it creates the opportunity for something to go wrong, and then you can have public health being impacted.
Okay, what about the when challenges arise, like if there's heavy rainfall, how good is our system at dealing with that?
Well, that is a very good example, and we have had a lot of significant storms, you know, even recently there with Storm Owen. If you take the example of Wexford Town, it serves 22,000 people. It would be a supply that the EPA identified as an at-risk supply. It's currently on a remedial action list. Between 2020 and 2022, it had 5 boil water notices. You know, and that isn't acceptable to people. 22,000 people can't drink their water. Well, yeah, they can't drink their water without boiling it. But that now is under construction. It's going to be completed this year. So that's the kind of thing the EPA are asking Uisce Éireann. Look, you need to drive this resilience through your drinking water supplies so that people can, on the public supply, can expect a good quality water into the future.
What about wastewater? How are we doing in relation to that?
Well, wastewater, there's different issues with wastewater, but again, you had a lack of underinvestment in wastewater treatment. You know, there is a lot of work to be done on wastewater from the point of view of there's 2 infringement cases with Europe, so there is actions need to be taken there, particularly if you look at Ringsend. It serves 40% of the country's wastewater sewage and it's not meeting compliance yet. It is aimed to meet it in 2025, but we still have to wait till we have 12 months of compliance to see that it's achieving the right standards. So there definitely is a piece to go on wastewater to get to the standards that we need to do to make sure it's safe to go back into the environment.
I won't ask you about this, Noel, because I know it's not in your remit, but we were talking about infrastructure projects. There is a certain wastewater infrastructure project in Clonchock on the north side of Dublin that has been delayed for 5 years due to a legal challenge, and that is badly needed. Just before you go, lead in drinking water, your take on that?
Well, look, we are calling out today, progress to remove lead supply from our network is far too slow. Now, and lead is a cumulative risk to human health, so it does affect your central nervous system, particularly an issue for young or even a fetus in the womb. What we're seeing is Uisce Éireann, there's about 180,000 connections, lead connections between the main supply and households. Uisce Éireann have removed a third of those, so they're kind of behind where they need to be on removing connections. Also involved, though, you have the Department of Housing and the Department of Health. They're looking at the overall national strategy and removing lead from public buildings. So we are waiting on their national report in relation to that. And just finally then, to the householders, I would say to anyone that has an old dwelling that was maybe built pre-1980, check that if you have lead piping in your house, because there is a grant available. It's not means tested anymore. You can get cuts up to $5,000 to replace those in your home. So check if you're in doubt of whether you have lead piping in your house. If you have, the there is a grant available to anybody who needs it now, and then get those lead replaced, because it is actually health risk to people.
And how do you go about, who do you ring? Is it the EPA? Because I'm sure there will be people listening, myself included, Noel. Do you get your water tested first? Is that how you go about it?
The scheme, well, I think you go to the local authority to get the scheme and look into there to get where you get the grant. But if you have the pipes in the house, and it is easy to identify them, if you want to see if you just have the pipes in the house, you literally can just nearly scrape them and you'll see this kind of silvery shine on it, or even stick a magnet to it and you'll see that you have that lead piping in your house. But that grant is available. There is details. If you look at our news press release online on epa.ie, you'll see all the details of the grant application, and that's through the Department of Housing.
Okay. Noel Byrne, Programme Manager in the EPA's Drinking Water and Wastewater Enforcement Team. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.